to Back Row with Susan Harrison and Gemma Arrowsmith. On today's show, our resident reviewers Hayley Danks and Ruth Goodchild review religion. Yep, all of it. They review all of religion from the echoey changing room of Hayley's Pili Yoga class. Enjoy!
Hello, it's Hayley Danks here.
And Ruth Goodchild over here. Hello.
And today's a very exciting day for us because today we're going to be tackling the thorny subject of religion.
And just reviewing some of the religions that you have on offer in today's world.
Yeah, I mean, the nice thing I think about religions today is there's such a plethora. I mean,
there's so much choice.
Yeah.
It's like sort of television stations. There used to be four, now there's hundreds. And it's very, very much the same with religion, isn't it?
It's exactly like that. Mm. And similarly, there are some religions which are free, like Freeview, sort of terrestrial, you know, you've got your bog-standard Christianity and your bog-standard Judaism. And then there's these religions that are a little bit more... we have to pay for...
Pay-per-view.
Yeah, pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Pay-as-you-go. Ruth, I know you were brought up in a very religious household.
I was. So it was, if I can borrow your term, bog standard Catholicism. I was, you know, taught by nuns, which I think is really the only way to be taught.
Right.
And you know, if you deviated from the line when you were doing your handwriting, you got smacked across the back of the knuckles with a ruler. I like to do that to myself now, whenever I make a mistake life.
I suppose that's what God would have wanted.
It's what God does want, definitely. You know, I know that for a fact. And you know, wearing all black at all times. God's very keen on whether you should or shouldn't cover your hair up. That seems...
It's right.
Yeah, and sort of what you should cover it with, and how big a hat, that sort of thing. Indoors, outdoors, there's lots of rules. You could write a whole book just on the rules of hats.
I believe someone already has.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, yeah, I think that's great, because obviously like your religious upbringing has really influenced the person you are today. I mean, you're always flagellating yourself.
Exactly.
You have sort of many a stick at home.
Sticks, cat and nine tails, I can sort of thwack myself on the back and get straight sort of wheels across my back, you know. It's I think pain, this is what I try and bring to my reviewing, pain leads to better work.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's actually the motto of some of the social groups that I attend,
right.
The evening soirees that I go to, I mean, which are not religious per se, but we do sort of worship at the altar of sex and pain.
There we go. It's basically the same.
Yeah, I think so. But I was interested what you said about nuns, because they're quirky, aren't they? Like, I think
they're kitsch.
Yes, they are kitsch. They're sort of retro, and like obviously nowadays they don't exist, but they're sort of extinct.
They're sort of, I think the 60s was when they sort of came to an end.
Yeah.
Sort of with sort of farces and running in and out of door, bedroom doors and things like that. So I think that was sort of the swan song for the nun, isn't it?
The nun song.
Yeah, the nun song.
Mm. Although obviously we are quite influenced by them at some of my evening sort of activities.
Yes.
I know you don't like to hear about that.
Well, but I think some of our listeners might.
Just basically just sex parties.
Just sex parties. Yeah. And nuns, vicars, that sort of thing.
We do.
What are you doing? You're playing.
Postmodern.
Yes. You're playing with religious imagery.
Yeah. And you know, gender stereotypes and what.
Nice. Yeah. Very good.
But yeah, so here we are, actually in the changing rooms of my church. I like to call it a church.
It's not a church, but we can call
it. Is it? I mean. Not literally,
but figuratively.
Yes.
It is a church.
Yes, because, you know, with church, surely God or one of those, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke or David people, you know, they would themselves say that church is wherever you make
it to be.
Yeah. So, for me, church is in my Pili Yoga class, which is an extreme form of Hatha yoga crossed with baseline Pilates.
Right. So that's basically stretching, right?
Well, I mean, there is stretching within it.
It's
and you could
sort of
say
95 to 100% of it is stretching.
Yeah, I mean, you could say say the vast majority of it is constant stretching, and we do stretch the entire hour.
Right.
But while you're stretching, you're sort of communing with the holistic feelings that one has in a spiritual, secular society.
Right. Right.
Does that make sense?
That, well, it's not. It doesn't make sense in the terms of words, but, you know, if I can find it, but spiritually, potentially it could, yeah.
It's all about, we're all about potential.
Potential.
I'm glad you said the word potentially, because, you know, for me, that's where spirituality starts, begins, continues, and ends.
Yeah. Now, okay. I'm noticing that you're wearing sort of sports gear
for this, which
does present a bit of a worry, because I am not dressed appropriately at all.
That's fine. I mean, as you can see, I'm wearing a Stella McCartney tracksuit, which for me it's all about the plain lines being streamlined to fulfill one's potential.
Now, is the Stella McCartney thing relevant and important? I suppose it's important to dress expensively, isn't it?
Well, money's a bit vulgar, and I don't think it's about expense. I think it's about really caring about your individuality within fashion.
Within fashion. So you and all these other women here are wearing these very similar but individual sports outfits.
Yeah, exactly.
I see. Very expensive. Saying, look, I've spent £250 on this tracksuit. I care.
I care about my body. My body is my temple. My temple is my religion, my secular religion. Here I am communing with humanity. So, you're right. You're not dressed.
No.
I mean, you've got your customary black and grey tartan suit.
Mm. Anything else, any colours in the tartan would be an extravagance.
Yeah, I understand that.
You know.
See?
I don't want people to look at me as I walk down the street and think, she's fun.
No, it would be undermining your sort of raison d'être.
Oui, I like to think of a cloud of solemnity around me whenever I walk down the street.
I think that's amazing. I really think that sort of sums you up as a writer, a researcher, you know. But yeah, here, when we leave the changing room, we will be entering into a much more neutral, inclusive space of potential. So it might be. I did actually bring a spare tracksuit with me.
Okay. Not sure how I feel about that.
Well, I'm just looking at I've had one made.
Right. That's. I mean, it's good that it's all black.
It's all black.
It's all black.
Save for the little grey lines running down the racing. Grey line,
just as a sort of accent.
Yeah.
Sort of go faster stripe.
Yeah, to punctuate. Although we're really not about going fast here. It's about slow living.
Slowing down.
Slow eating. Slow drinking.
Slow breathing.
Slow thinking.
Slow blinking.
Yes. See?
Yeah.
I mean, let's just have a little breathe now.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel that I breathe all the time.
Now, you know, I don't want to sound condescending, but that is a common mistake.
Oh, okay.
There's breathing, and then there's breathing.
Oh, okay.
So it's really about breathing into one's being.
Right, sort of into your legs or something.
Yeah, I mean, not just your legs, because that would be limiting.
Right.
It's about breathing the breath into every aorta and every pore of oneself.
Okay.
Does that,
it does.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does, in that, you know, when you breathe in, it's like a bellows effect, and it's oxygenating the blood, and ultimately the oxygen will go to every cell in the body. So it does make sense in that way.
I mean, I suppose I don't really like to think about it in that sort of, I don't know if any of that's true, but what I do...
Well, it is.
Well, I don't know if it's true per se.
It definitely is.
I mean, you know, to me that's more like your belief system, and like my belief system is slightly different.
Right, okay. That's, I suppose, that's fair.
So anyway, I mean, you can talk about, you know, blood cells, as it were.
Yeah.
I prefer to talk about it as... identity.
Right.
Yeah.
little identity packs flying.
Yeah. Yep.
Through your veins.
Through your veins.
Arteries.
I mean, if you want to call them veins and arteries, that's absolutely fine. That's absolutely fine.
Well, I mean, it's just me in the dictionary, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, here we are. We're going to take a breath in.
Okay.
But, so, I'm going to come
so
in.
So, done that.
Okay, right. Okay, so. So, there's a difference between a breath, you know. Mm. I mean, technically, you know, you could say that we're breathing now, but there's a difference.
Right, we are, but...
Yes, you could say that.
I did, so...
Yeah, but there's a difference between... Okay, right. So basically, right. But what we're going to do is we're going to take a breath in, but while you're breathing in, I want you to visualise a lake. And in doing so,
it's like a pond. Is that a pond okay?
A pond is okay because that's your reality and that's your definition, but I prefer it if you looked a bit broader and imagined a large lake.
Okay.
Calm. I want you to be calm.
Okay, I'm trying.
Calm.
I'm trying. Okay.
Now, I'm going to count you in, right. And then I want total calm.
Okay.
Think of a lake.
I'm thinking. Okay, right.
And breathing in. Two, three, four. Keep the breath. Think of the lake. And release.
Okay. I'm thinking...
Three, four...
Sorry. I was thinking of the lake on my parents' estate. Is that...
I mean, that's
Is that
fine.
Correct?
I mean, it's okay. I don't want to say it's not correct, but I mean, it's your choice.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I would imagine a lake in a wilderness.
Right.
And an absolute... overgrown with wildlife and
right.
And little
and like birds. No sort of monsters coming out of the lake or anything like that. That's going to disrupt the flow, isn't it?
Yeah,
or whatever.
Okay, I see what's happened here. Mm. I think while you were breathing in, you may have been tainting the atmosphere with sort of negative imagery.
Oh, I see, yeah. That's what I try to do.
Okay, so that's going to be problematic within the class.
Okay.
Because if there is any negative imagery, we're all going to feel it.
Well, that's what I hope, yeah.
What, see, I don't understand. So
well, that's what I try and take around with me sort of wherever I go. If I make everyone feel really negative, the next time anything good happens, they'll be pleasantly surprised.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sort of like...
That's what Catholicism's taught me.
Hmm. Favourite of all the Christian religions?
I think out of all the many religions that there are, Christian and otherwise, what I like about it is it's the correct one.
Right.
Do you see? Because I was... And it just happens to be the one I was brought up with.
Yeah.
But it is also the true one.
Isn't that lucky? Really lucky. Yeah, so I suppose like that's... Is that the real God? I mean, there are several gods, aren't there? Correct me if I'm wrong. Are there several Jesuses too?
I think there's like three Jesuses. It was a lot of the nuns talking.
Yeah.
I tuned a lot of it out.
Yeah.
Because I like to think, are we ever taught... You know, or do we just learn from ourselves?
Well, I certainly was literally never taught.
We were homeschooled, weren't
yeah.
you?
I
we
mean,
were home, not
home,
schooled.
Not schooled. It was a sort of, I suppose you could call it a sort of, I don't know, extended family that I grew up with within my home, not schooling.
Yeah.
And you know, we were sort of, could you call it led by one chap in particular sort of required quite a lot of financial compensation for his inspiration that he gave us. It was a really nice situation. We were just all sort of a big extended family.
You've shown me pictures of you know, your childhood, and you all had to wear those sort of almost Victorian kind of macs. It was just plain cotton.
Yeah.
And cotton. Hair in sort of braids.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
The women.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was sort of like could you call it a callback in comedic terms? I mean,
okay.
Obviously, you and I know a lot about comedy now, having seen 2 weeks of Comedy Then the Fringe.
I'm saturated in it.
Yeah. It's my second language. So it's sort of a callback to various other cultures in which women were subservient, but it was sort of postmodern, so it wasn't sexist. It was okay.
Right, chattel. Yeah, chattel. Sort of. They were just. I don't want to say objects. I don't want to say, but just sort of, you know, beings that just unfortunately had to be there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you don't want to say objects, but you actually could.
You could.
Within
could.
Our extended family circle, yeah. We often posed as statuettes and just stood there for hours on end, just the women of us, while, Hercule just sort of waved around and told us inspirational things and talked to the men folk.
And talked to men, sort of smoked cigars and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It was interesting because we were totally apart from the rest of society, which made it very, very exciting when we did go into society.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine being separated from all society, it feels like a sort of cool club you're part of.
It was really exclusive. It was highly exclusive. You've hit the nail on the head there.
Right.
I expect for yourself as well, being in a boarding school situation.
That's exactly.
You know, being segregated, you probably felt, ooh, I'm special.
I'm really I look out at other families that are driving past outside the school grounds, and they have parents that are talking to the children.
strange.
Really weird.
Yeah.
and sort of showing affection, which I can't help but think is a bit vulgar.
I think it's very common and very sort of passé.
Exactly.
Within our extended family situation, we weren't really encouraged to show immediate affection. We were allowed to show subliminal affection, but that was about it.
Right. In fact, you were separated from your parents, weren't you?
Yeah.
Within the group.
Within the extended non-biological family, which was great. In a way, it made it very exciting.
Yeah.
And it was happy times. I suppose like all families, we had certain levels, and we were up to level 8 by the end. I expect you also had levels within your extended family.
I think there are levels that you have to reach in sort of archangel, angel, that sort of thing in Catholicism. So the difference being, you don't really have to pay.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a thing called tithes which you have to pay, but. It's not sort of compulsory, and I understand it was compulsory.
No, but I think that was fair enough, because for that payment, you're getting a lot of moral codes on how to live one's life.
And how are you going to know? Unless you're told, how are you going to know?
Unless you can pay for it, then you'll live in ignorance forever.
Well, certainly if I didn't have the Old and New Testament guiding me, I'd probably just be killing everyone.
Well, yeah.
Because, how am I supposed to know?
Exactly.
If I'm not told, how am I supposed to know? So then it says, thou shalt not kill. Oh, okay, right.
Now I get it,
yeah.
Because up until that point, I mean, if you were not given that guidance, then you would be out killing.
How am I supposed to know? You can't condemn me for that. You can't send me to prison.
No
one told me.
No. Exactly.
You know?
And similarly, if our family had not been able to pay for levels 5, 6, and 7, I wouldn't be aware of the fact that certain people that I speak to are sort of 20% reptilian, and it's good to know this information when speaking to them.
Exactly, because you can factor it in.
Exactly.
Do you ever regret not doing 9 and 10?
No, I think there's time for that.
Okay.
But, you know, for me, as you know, I've moved on.
Mm.
I mean, my whole family's moved on. And as you know, we have quite a conventional set-up now. My sister and her large brood, myself, very happily independent, and my mum and dad being constantly disappointed with me. It's like a sort of modern family. Typical modern family. I'm happy with that.
Nuclear family unit.
Exactly. And I've moved on. I mean, this is my family now.
Yes. Now, Hercule was not pleased.
No. I mean, he kicked up a fuss.
Yeah.
It was a small restraining order in place. But I think that comes from him caring.
He cares so much. He's passionate. He doesn't want to see anyone leave the flock.
No.
Of course he's going to react stridently.
Yeah. Much like Jesus's.
Exactly. Turning over the tables in the tent. It's the same thing.
Mm.
You know, it's not a flash of aggression.
Mm.
It's because he's passionate.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the passion of the Christ.
Yeah. And Christ aside and Jesus is aside, you know, there's other religions. I don't know, Sikhism, and
that's one, isn't isn't it?
Hinduism and Judaism and... There's lots of isms. Do you think you could just lump all the isms together? Do you think it's sensible that we just lump the isms together?
I think definitely. Yeah. You have to. Yeah. One has to. You haven't got time to review them all individually.
Frankly, we're not paid enough.
Definitely. I'm not paid at all.
No, nor am I. How are the folks at the FT?
Well, when I last passed their offices and sort of pressed my face against the glass, if I can just judge from their facial expressions, I would say the mood in the building was shock.
Yeah. Dismay.
Dismay and a slight unease.
Mm. Well, yeah. I expect that comes from a small sort of grieving process that they're going through in your absence.
Exactly. And then suddenly, like the ghost of Banquo, they were haunted by my vision pressed up against the glass.
It rained.
You know,
theatrical analogy.
Exactly. Yeah, and it was a pathetic fallacy as well because it was raining.
Yeah.
My hands pushed up against the glass. Mm. I was crying. So it was, are they tears or is it rain?
Yeah.
And my mascara was all sort of down my face, and then I was hammering on the glass. Yeah. And then they decided to add to the mood by setting off the alarm. And then calling two security guards. Oh. It's like they're my henchmen.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was almost like
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Exactly. To my Hamlet.
Oh. I think that's a beautiful thing, you know. I mean, because you leaving was like a small death.
Was. For them.
Yes, exactly. That's for them. Mm. I mean, for you it was past years for me.
Exactly.
But for them, they... Yeah, so if we can lump all the isms together. I don't like to be hasty, but I'm just going to put them over there and give them a 6 out of 10.
Exactly. We're just going to say, those are sort of, can we say old-fashioned
religions? Yeah, I think
we can. We have to. So, that's them, 6 out of 10.
Yeah. I'd say, like, they tried really hard.
But they just don't move with the times. With the times. They need to get with the programme. Get on the internet.
Yeah. And I think of religions that... It's a little bit like the brownies. You know, I feel like the brownies spent all those years in brown uniforms.
Ugh,
and
yes.
Then they updated.
Yes.
They had the yellow sweaters.
Yellow hoodies.
Great stuff.
Yes.
Now that is religion updating itself. Mm. Why can't the Jesuses and the isms do the same?
Why can't we see priests in jeans?
I mean, for me, I think seeing a priest in a pair of jeans would be the pinnacle of modernity.
Yeah, it would say, hey.
That's modernity.
Yeah, it would say, hey, what's with all the frocks, Grandad? You know, hey, kids.
Yeah.
You can get in with this, you can get on board with this religion thing too. Look, I'm wearing jeans just like you.
Yeah, it would say, hi, guys. I just thought I'd rock up and talk to you a little bit about God. What do you reckon? Is that cool? Yeah, nice one.
Yeah.
That's what it says to me.
Exactly. And I think if a young person were to hear that, they'd think, yes, this God thing is definitely for me now. It wasn't before, but it is now.
Yeah, definitely. So you're giving that a sort of 6 out of 10.
Could do better.
Yeah. Mm. And then what about Catholicism? Obviously, that's close to your heart. It's had a lasting... the cloud of solemnity, you have Catholicism to thank for that.
Exactly. That's true. I'm going to nudge it up to a 7 out of 10. And it's lost 3 because of the absence of modern nuns.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's unfortunate, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, if I was looking back on my family's setup, I mean, it definitely wasn't a religion. It definitely wasn't.
No.
But one could draw certain parallels. Mm. And it definitely wasn't any... But I would maybe give it a 9.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it lost a point for?
It's lost a point for Hercule's stern attitude.
Mm. And the way he sort of spat in everyone's faces
as
you were hauling all your stuff down the driveway.
That's right. And the way that he's recently refused an interview.
Yeah. So you lost a point for that. I can understand. Nine out of 10. Okay, so that's the winner so far.
Yeah, all the really
well. I think we've covered most of them.
This is sort of my church.
Yeah, well, it's not, but it's a building.
But this is effective. effectively my church.
Right,
Ruth.
Right, right.
Ruth.
But it is.
But it is. So here we are in my, and you could say that my Adidas trainers are the holy grail of spirituality in society today.
Instead of removing them before you enter the building, you actually must put them on.
I love that.
You know, you're subverting the whole genre of religion, if we can call religion a genre.
Yeah, I think we can, and I think we did. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm really excited about bringing you here today.
Yes.
Are you feeling sort of equipped spiritually?
I don't really like to think of myself as having a spirituality in any way.
And everyone does, eh?
I don't think I do. In the same way that, you know, some people are bald and don't have hair, I don't think I have a spirituality, really.
I mean, in terms of that analogy, you know, you could say they're bald, or you could say there's someone who doesn't have hair at the moment.
And will never have hair.
Or may do in the future.
But won't.
But might. Depending on various factors. And I like to think of spirituality as much, much the same.
Same as hair. Very similar.
So Jennifer is going to be taking the class today.
Is that the woman who just walked in?
So we call it a class, but as you know, it's just a class. One could say it's
gathering. Yeah.
Sharing.
There we are, we're on the same page.
Yeah. So when we go into the sharing, what we'll do is you'll find a space by a mat.
Okay.
And then don't sit down, Ruth. Don't sit down.
Okay.
It's very important that we all remain standing until Jennifer comes in, and then she can talk us through the first pose.
Right.
So there'll be a lot of breathing. The first pose will last for 58 minutes.
Right.
And then the second pose we'll do next time. There'll just be a cool down for 2 minutes.
Okay.
So it'll be one pose, the lark, for 58 minutes, and then we'll have a 2 minute cool down with which you can really explore your meditative feelings.
Right, okay. And if I don't have any feelings? I think I'll probably just sort of think about nothing for 2 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, you will have feelings because the sharing brings up a lot. The thing is that
As an only child, I don't really like to share, ever.
Yeah.
So is that going to be, can that fit in to the paradigm?
Well, I mean, what we like to say is that it's really inclusive, but no, that can't fit in.
Right.
So what we need to do
is
you'll just really need to work on yourself within
Within
the confines. Sorry, I dropped my water. That's the other thing. I've noticed you don't have any water with you.
I have a really beautiful whiskey. But it's got really earthy tones.
I mean, that's great.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of toxins.
Right.
And what you need is antioxidants and antitoxins,
is
which one finds
in
water.
Do you?
Yes. In vitamin water, yes.
Oh, right.
Conventional water, no.
So this is vitamin water.
As you can see, this has a lot of electrodes in it.
Got a lot of sugar.
And a lot of electrolytes.
And mostly sugar in it.
Technically it's
natural
sweeteners.
Right. How many of these have you had today?
I've had my daily requirement of 3 litres so far.
You've had... That's just quite a lot of sugar.
Yeah, if you want to be healthy, Ruth, then...
Right.
Sorry, didn't you... I didn't mean to snap. It's just that, you know, if you want to take care of your nutritional well-being, well-being is connected to spirituality.
Right.
Well-being is one of the pillars of religion.
Okay.
Secular religion,
yeah.
Well-being, nutrition, sharing, and inclusivity.
Right. It's the four-pronged...
Attack.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm very worried about what you've, the lack of, I mean, I did give you a list. You know that I've never written a list in my notes.
No, you're against sort of
yes.
things coming after one another yes. In an order.
Yes, I'm very much against order. So I did that for you, Ruth, and I'm very upset that you...
I'm sorry, well, I apologise. But I'll be right next to you, so you can show me exactly how everything's done.
I can just
copy exactly what you do.
Right, okay.
Your breathing's quite fast at the moment. Is that what I should be copying?
That's not really... I mean, I haven't started yet.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I haven't started my spirituality yet. So I haven't opened the passages.
Right. Okay.
So, no.
Well, when... Right. Well, when you... can you just give me a signal?
No,
when
you open?
Okay,
no,
sorry. Right.
You need to feel it, no, Ruth. Okay. You need to feel it. We like an ensemble in there.
Okay. Okay. It's like sort of the complicité.
Yes.
That, isn't it?
Complicité.
Right.
Think of it as Simon McBurney. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So just try and channel. Try and channel Simon McBurney.
Right. Are you doing it now?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't channel him, Ruth. The passageway's not open. He's not coming in.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's all right. I can't believe I'm going to say this.
It's not all right.
It's, well, no, but I can't believe I'm going to say this, but just breathe. Okay?
Which breathing? Which one?
The normal human staying alive one.
The normal, that one doesn't work.
Okay, sorry. Blue one?
There isn't a blue one. There's a mauve.
Mauve, do that one. Yeah. Breathing in. Yeah. And then out. Is the clicking important? There
yes,
you go.
It counts.
Okay, sorry.
The
right. Sorry. Okay.
I'm going to pass out.
Okay.
It's happening.
All right.
You're going to have to get into the class without me.
Okay.
Jennifer's going to be.
You're going to have to. She's going to be very annoyed. It's going to be her cue all over again, isn't it? And you've paid for level two as well, haven't you?
I'm losing focus.
Okay.
The passageways are closing.
Right. I'll tell Jennifer that you'll be back next week. I won't call an ambulance, because that's exactly what they'd expect me to do.
You've been listening to Susan Harrison's Back Row featuring Gemma Arrowsmith. Join us next time for a Christmas special.
Bye!